Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA, GBA, Tom and Bertron, testing the repeater.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 2 back November. Station calling, you're echoing extremely bad. You're readable, but the echo makes you feel unreadable. You get readable.
KFA-F2N, KFA-GCK, you're also having a little bit of echo. Probably a repeater issue.
Not surprised. WLAP always has stuff going on, I feel like. Anyway, I just wanted to give you a little signal report, and I'm going to go back to studying for my generals. You have a good rest of your day. KFAF2N clear on your left.
KF8FQN, KF8CCK. Good luck on your general. I'm also studying for mine, and yesterday I failed my general exam by 1 point twice in a row, so I'm going to have to keep studying there for a bit. But 7-3, KF8CCK, I'll be clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
CF8GCK monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo monitoring.
Lansing 28 VHF Hub Transceive. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
November 8, Victor Lima Charlie, and I'm Vicky in Lapeer.
You're connected to CMN Network.
How are you doing today, Vicky?
Who is this again? Come back.
Yes, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Tibet November, Wyatt.
Hi, Wyatt. Well, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I was trying to get into the Avocanet, and I called Lapeer instead, so there's my inefficiency showing. How are you this evening?
Yesterday I just got my very first computer with the Windows, and I'm on the computer, and I'm studying for my generals. And somebody gifted me if I pass my generals, a YouTube 891. So my night's been pretty good.
I'd say you're having a pretty good day. Well, congratulations on that. Wow, that's gifted you an 891. That's fantastic. Have you tried using it yet at all, or is that what you're talking on? Or tell me about it.
So yeah, right now I don't have it because I'm still studying my journals. I'm finishing up studying tomorrow, actually. And my mom's, like, booking, you can say, online, we can do this test or with, like, volunteer camp examiners and stuff with W5YI. Anyway, so I didn't get the ratios yet. he'll get it to me after I pass, if I pass, my general. And then, yeah, that'll be my very first HF radio. It's 100 watts, too, so it's also my very first 100 watt radio.
Well, I think you're going to really love it. We've got one here as well. It's a great POTA radio, too. So I expect I'll see you on the POTA page, activating a few parts here and there, won't I? It's a lot of fun. And how far, when do you think you're going to take your test for your general? Back to you.
Yeah, I actually really want to do some POTA. I watched a guy on YouTube, he goes by Sam Radiopick, and it's a shorter antenna, so not the best efficiency. Good night. Anyways, it's a smaller HF antenna. Where those antennas take them shorter, they roll up like a copper foil, basically. It's kind of like that. And it's a cheap antenna. It's a solid $190-some. But it uses that for soda. So I'm planning on saving up for that and doing some soda. I forgot the other question you asked. Started with studying and this morning, so I'm pretty fatigued from it, but I'm on the roll. Back over to you.
No, I was asking when you think you're going to be taking your test for your general. Do you think you'll be ready in September?
Honestly, I might be taking it. I'm going to be taking it on Thursday, the opening afternoon. I applied it for my test, to my test license, my short meeting with a group called WIYI, and two series and stuff, and I picked up. So, honestly, I'm planning on just my shot and trying it out on Thursday.
Well, very good luck to you. That's great. So when you come to the meeting next month, you'll be a brand new general and we can all pat you on the back then.
Oh, I am. I'll actually start coming to meetings. Busy first thing because of football practice. Football practice starts at 6 and then 8, but honestly, once a month, I'm pretty sure my coach will be fine with me skipping the game once a month, like one day a month. So that shouldn't be too bad. But yeah, I can't wait to bring that game to you to the next field day.
Well, you're going to have a whole lot of fun. It's a big new world out there. It's a lot of fun, Wedge. I think that, and you're a natural at it. You're going to be very good at it. So get yourself some logging software on that new computer of yours and start racking them up.
Oh, yeah. I think I already have my fair share of HF contacts. I use a website called Adult Ham Radio, and I signed up for the youth program, so it's completely free. And you can access 10 meters, 15 meters, 17, 40, 80, 30, and so on and so forth. Oh, and 60 meters. And I've made my fair share of 10 meter contacts, and a little bit of 80 and 40 meters, CW.
Oh, you're doing CW now?
decoder on my phone that decodes it for me because I'm not to that point yet where I can, you know, like, I haven't really been, I've been slacking on working, like, or learning how to audibly decode more so. But the thing on remote hand radio is you literally sit your keyboard and you type in what you want to get sent, like, over the air for CW. It automatically just, like, sends it out for you, basically. That's the only feature I don't like, though, is sometimes I want to send my own Morse code by hand by clicking the big bar, like, most websites, but it just doesn't let you do that.
That's cheating. You got to learn the real code. Come on. Well, once you get done getting up into your extra license, and then you can get stuck into learning real CW and do it the old-fashioned way. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Well, listen, Wyatt, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try to check into this Avocanet before it's over with because I got some questions about their repeaters over there, and there's a guy from Canada that's on there, and I want to talk to him about his repeaters over there. So it was nice chatting with you, and we'll see you in a couple weeks at the meeting, I hope. And I will be clear on your final, 7-3. This is N8VLC.
All right, yeah. Also, just FYI, I can transfer more code by hand, without a doubt. Like, I know almost the whole alphabet. I was decently fast learner on more code transferring only. I learned the alphabet today just by sending it out over to the Fashion website. Just the decoding part that really gets me. But anyways, I hope you get your questions answered in a minute. And it was nice talking to you. And 7-3, this is KF8-S1, clear now.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Tango Kilo, monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 2 back November. I didn't get the call sign enough. Can you repeat it for me again, please?
KF8FQN, KF8GTK, Golf Tango Kilo.
Roger that. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Tango Kilo. KF8FQN, how's your day or night going?
Pretty good. I think we spoke earlier today. You said my connection was kind of echoing. I'm down in the Lansing area, repeater. Is this the 12-year-old that looked up on QRZ? I don't know if you're the same person.
Yes, that's Wyatt. And yes, I talked to you previously earlier on today about your signal.
Yes, I spoke to you earlier. This is the first time I've found someone on the air that's younger than me, considering I'm 15.
Well, that's awesome, yeah. Honestly, to be honest with you, sounded like you were like in your 20s and stuff. Well, you're the second person that I've talked to that's still kid, not a legal adult. So, yeah.
Would that other person be Grayson, KF8GT something? I think it's another GT.
Correct, you're the fifth. No. He goes by, his name is Sean. He's over at the FBI system. I bet you can easily hit it. One of their repeaters, in my opinion. He's on there, and then as he told the question, we have Grayson, but I'm getting to the call time. And River, and there, like, okay.
Yeah, roger that. There's quite a bit of static on your signal. I think it's on your end, as I'm probably, I want to say, about 10 dB over S9 to this repeater, so it might just be cork of this repeater, or it could be your signal.
I was on medium band. I switched to wideband now. Maybe I am at least a little louder. But I'm coming in from Wait a minute. Let's like, are you connected to a repeater that's like linked to the WHCMN network, or are you hitting WALAT in your ear?
I'm on one of the CMN network servers, or repeaters. I'm on 14728.
I'm pretty sure 1.728 is not wrong. If you think I'm wrong, the, what is it, 100-something meter frequency. Maybe I think you meant one. Some few drafting, I don't know, but like there's, so yeah, I was wondering, so that would be pretty surprising if you were hitting WALAT, because that's where I'm coming from, and the repeater got knocked down about a year ago, I would say, due to a windfoot high up, and I have trouble hitting it even with a 30-foot-high
diamond X-ray, hooked up to a 25-watt transceiver, so definitely my end. Yeah, your Roger tone is no static there for me, so it's absolutely on your end there. Other than that, it sounds fine here. I'm on a temporary antenna. It's a vertical dipole I made out of clothes hangers, and that's about 8 feet off the ground with 75 ohm coax, so not the greatest for SWR thing here, but it works, and I can get 35 miles on a good day. I'm going south of Lansing, about 10 miles to this repeater.
Well, awesome. You're learning about SWR, how to build antennas, wavelengths and everything like that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a idiot when it comes to building my own antennas. I just buy them. But I would recommend for your HP getting a signal stick by Signal Stuff. They're around $22. They're fantastic and built in the USA. And each purchase goes to them, study on Orange. And I'm sure you probably use it to study for your test. Or generals. I just finished studying for my generals. I passed my practice test 4 times in a row. I have studied stuff. I recommend getting that. I think Romeo, which is only like 14 miles away from still. So like the falling center. Back over here.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm currently studying for my general on ham study. I've gotten, I'm consistently getting around 80% on that. I tried doing my exam yesterday and failed by 1 point twice, so I'm just at that edge of, like, passing and not passing, so hopefully in the next week I'll get there. Also, your audio levels are a bit low, so you might want to get a bit closer to the microphone there.
Alright, there we go. I'm close to the mic. But yeah, what I do, obviously this is up to you. So I forgot how much I hated studying. I got my license, my ticket, January 22nd, when I got my test. Anyway, what I was doing supplement D1, which is the first chapter, you can say, of the question, and I just read through every single question for the whole, like, supplement, basically. And then I'll go to the next one, and then I'll read every single question, supplement. And then after I read them, I'll either go to study mode and just answer some questions to refresh my brain, or I'll just take a practice test and do it until I get it right. Any kind of film, I'll just read all the answers, see the correct answers, and then I'll just memorize them, and obviously memorizing is not good because you don't actually understand what you're memorizing. So what I'll do is that after I pass my test, I'll go back to ham study, and I'll just literally take pictures of everything and just run it through the AI or ask for my friends, or like Dot McComb's answer radio club, what this stuff means, and they explain it to me, so I have that knowledge. Back over to you.
Yeah, very good. I'm just going through each sub-element. There's one YouTuber, Ham Radio Crash Course, that does like 30, 40-minute long videos on each sub-element. So I just watch one of those videos, then study the sub-element for like 30 minutes, and sometimes re-watch it if it's a confusing one, like G5 really got me there. So I'm probably going to schedule my next general exam either tomorrow or the day after, and hopefully get there. I've been ham since about 2 months now. I got my license 6/11.
That's awesome. Yeah, good for you. Well, as you know, at least I hope you love this hobby as much as I do. Really interesting about how this stuff works. There's so many opportunities, new people to get to meet, knowledgeable people too. And I don't know about you, but I mean the feeling of hitting your radio or making a contact in general just feels really nice and stuff. And best of luck to you for getting your general. I'm scheduling my test tomorrow under W5YI. They're one of the fastest people to get your test committed to the test committee. If you have any troubles with any technical problems or anything, or if you need a certain piece of equipment and you can't afford it, honestly, we would love to have you. You can go Navy with that antenna, hit the KAFCI system, that's Kilo 8, Foxtrot Bravo India. I think the nearest computer to you is, hold on, because I know there's around me. Okay, so the nearest KAFCI repeater is in West Bloomfield, approximately 68 miles east of Lansing. So eventually, if you get a good enough antenna and it's high enough, you can hit KAFCI or use EchoLink. And maybe you'll catch Tom, 58KGA, 58KJO, or Sean. He's the main, like, guy. He owns all the repeaters, he built them himself and stuff. His call sign is WAFU. And they'll be happy to chat with you, and you can email them and stuff, and they'll give you the link to our Discord. And there you can ask anybody anything, and people are happy to get to radio, to be honest. I'm getting a U2-891, which is my first 100-watt HF radio. holding access, but back over to you.
Yeah, I got some of that there. I'm looking up the W8SBI repeaters, and that looks like it's about 75 miles east of me, which I can't really do because that's UHF, and my antenna is, one, not tuned for UHF, and two, I'm pretty sure there's, like, actual limitations on 70-centimeter band for that. But if you want to send me the Discord invites, you can look me up on QRZ, and I have to update that. I changed my Discord username, but that's on my QRZ page.
All right, yeah, and you can always use Echo Link if you've heard of it. You can connect to the KFBI repeater system online on your phone, actually, or computer, or whatever you have. And it's completely free. It sends you your call sign and everything. They check it for you. It takes usually under 24 hours. It only took 5 minutes. And you can do that. Another group that I'm in personally, and they're very knowledgeable people, is, it's the East Coast Reflector. You can search up East Coast Reflector, you can get their website. It has a thing called the Zoom Room. In the Zoom Room, there's a 24-hour Zoom Room. You can maybe catch some people like Joe, K-O-4-S-R-R, or Dick, W2-something-something. And they're happy to give you stuff to do if you ever need to see them, or just help you out with stuff. But, yeah, I'll email you all the links and stuff for them, and stuff like that, so I don't pick up all the room on the repeater talking to you.
Yeah, no worries. You're the only person I've ever heard on this repeater. And I have heard of the East Coast Reflector. My local repeater, just a mile away from me, the Michigan State University Club repeater, they have All-Star connections enabled on that. So I just get on the ECR sometimes multiple times a week. So you might hear me on there every once in a while.
Okay, sweet, yeah. Hey, make sure to tune in on Friday if you can. That's when they have their Usenet. Net control operators are all kids your that River, Grayson, and I am. And I think you can be a net control operator, be a top on the window and stuff, and at least stuff. I haven't yet because I don't have a knowledge of you, but you actually stay comfortable with that. I do have a lot of antennas here, that I don't use, so maybe I can, sell one to you. They're a, dual band UHF VHF, cable antenna that, got sent to me by, a very nice, guy. His name is, Brian, N-A-B-D-R, he makes them himself. So heck, I was gonna make one for you and stuff, and you get a solid amount of range on it, maybe at least 30 miles, but that'll depend on where you hook it up.
Yeah, if you'd like to do that, you can go ahead and do that, but for now I'm gonna be sticking with home making my antennas, because I can just do it with all the junk I have sitting around, and completely free. I don't have to wait for any connectors. I just solder them up myself. So I'm a very do-it-yourself type person here. And didn't really answer the question earlier, but I am on Echolink, and hopefully I'm going to be starting up my own budget repeater just by taking some old Baofeng 8BDS radios. They're UHF only and not really good for anything. They just get brain mogged by all my other radios, so I don't have a purpose for them, so I'm going to turn into a repeater.
Well, okay, sweet, yeah. If I remove stuff like that, my probably deal with my radio, or at least bring it forever. Most of the time, that is crushing some aluminum foil and putting it in different temperatures, just right around my but yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm kind of wondering if I can get it, you know, this is eight keys with, I'm assuming, stock up with us, but no need.
I might be back on this repeater tomorrow because I don't really have that much stuff to do other than VCR local repeaters. Don't have any HF equipment yet, but my local shack is hopefully going to be finding some of their old radios there that can be lent out to me. But 73s, KF8, GTK. I'm still going to be monitoring this and the 39 repeater in my location.
Connected to CMN Network.